A tailor's wife exceeding fair, a coachman often courted, their names I need not now declare, but yet it is reported. The coachman he courageously went out as nothing fearing, but now attend to what is penned, the jest is worth your hearing. The coachman and the tailor's wife had many private meeting. He vowed he loved her as his life, oh, this was pleasant greeting. But her reply was pish and fie, yet he was not contented, till she did yield to him the field, and willingly consented. Quoth she, if that I do comply to answer your desire, I hope you will not me deny what I of you require. Lay me 2 guineas in my hand to buy me hoods and laces, then I will be at thy command with solace and embraces. The coachman, like a jolly blade, his miss he then saluted, and like a friend to her he said, this need not be disputed, for thou shalt have a flowered gown with many pretty fancies. Sweet creature, let me lay thee down to charm thy youthful senses. Said she, I fear my overthrow, and then what will betide me? If that my husband he should know, he'd certainly deride me. Therefore she seemed something coy, yet could not well deny him. Upon fair terms she would comply, and was resolved to try him. Quoth she, my dear, thou hast my heart and my entire favour, yet something I would have impart, for fear your mind should waver. I never will be coy nor nice, but always kind and willing. I can bate something of the price, come pay down 30 shilling. The coachman had not quite so much till he received his wages. He wanted 10, and therefore then he solemnly engages that he would beg no more delay, but 20 down would tender, and 10 another time would pay if she would but surrender. Then straight they struck a bargain thus, when she received his treasure, and like a drab she dreamed his purse, and yielded to his pleasure. He found she was a crafty dame, and therefore he did fear her, and also weary of the game, then came no more anear her. When she did find he was unkind, who called her his honey, she soon was of another mind to trounce him for her money. It did appear he did not fear, but thought she had but jested. She vowed still to have her will, that he should be arrested. She fetched a warrant for him then, and thus began the rumour. I think there was not 1 in 10 but laughed at the humour. But when at last the fray was past, the tailor he was scorned, and in the rout the boys did shout, and told him he was horned. The tailor he doth now complain that he is daily flouted, but women of the wanton strain, they cannot live without it. I would not have him whine nor pine, those reasons are presented. There's some that go in velvet fine, are forced to be contented.